Okay, today is the day after Tisha B'Av. We're on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom, where it says Shavua Shelo Ochel VeOchel Paschitin. If somebody made a shavua that he's not going to eat pas, and he eats all different kinds of bread, then the halacha is he's chayv violating one shavua. But if he made a shavua, I'm not going to eat paschitin, I'm not going to eat pas Sa'urin, I'm not going to eat pas Kusmin, and he eats all three, he's chayv three different shavuas. Says the Gemara, why you chayv three different shavuos? Dilma, maybe. Lemiftar nafshei me'achwina ka'asi. Maybe you said those words of paschitin, Sa'urin, and Kusmin to exclude other foods that are not included in the shavuah. It wasn't because you made three separate shavuahs. What you were doing was, look at Rashi. Amai katoni chayav akal ha'kazvah. Why you chayav each and every one? Dilma, maybe. Hide the parish lahu. The reason why you specify all three. Not because he wanted to make many shavuos. Ella lemiftar nafshei b'shavu midvar macherim. You wanted to potter yourself from other foods. Why? Diyamar lo ochel stam. Havinezah b'chol ochlet. Had you said I'm not eating stam, you also in everything. So what you did, what you were doing was, you were saying these three types of grain to exclude other foods. Lav dafka to make three different shavuos. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, you should have said chitin, v'sa'orin, v'kusmin. In other words, why you stick in the word pas? That's an extra word. Says the Gemara, that's to tell you you're making three different shavuot. Ask the Gemara, nah, the Dilma lakos, maybe it was only to ask, maybe the reason why you said pas was to indicate that you have to actually eat it. Lakos means to chew. As opposed to just like chewing tobacco. Just chew it and chew it and chew it. He spit it out. Maybe that's what he meant to aser. And he didn't really mean to aser three shavuots. To have a little name that he should have said, paschitin, b'sa'orin, b'kusmin. So the Gemara says, had he said that, dilma paschitin lechol, maybe only asering bread of eating, sa'orin, b'kusmin, lakus. And sa'orin and kusmin is to chew. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Had he said it like that, he would have included, he would have meant to say, pass to each and every one, and maybe it would have been to exclude everything else. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma, had he said that, I would have thought, Dilma alidei taruva. Maybe he would have meant to say that anything mixed up, any combo of these three grains. Lav dafka to require you three shavuot. So the Gemara says no. Ema, if that's the case, he said v'chein kol saorin v'chein shel kusmin. Then he should have said and also saorin and also kusmin. Pas lomeli. Why do you have to specify pas each and every time? Shmamina l'chalek. It's obvious that you are trying to differentiate and make three separate shavuot. Okay. Very good. Next, Shavua Shelo Eshta. If someone makes a Shavua, I'm not going to drink. Vishasa Mashkin Harve, and he drinks a lot of drinks. Ain't a Chayev El Acha. Right? But, it says Vechulu. The Gemara is only going to talk about the Vechulu part. The Vechulu is that if a guy says a Shavua Shelo Eshta, Yayin, Shemen, Udvash, and you drink them, he Chayev for each and every one. Okay? Good? Right? Why are you teaching everyone? Bishlom Mahasam, I understand by the bread a minute ago, you're teaching everyone, the Amrits, Miyakrele, pas, L'chiyuva, because we said the words pas were extra, therefore it indicated that what? That you're teaching everyone. Elohacha, Mahavalil Namer. What's the guy supposed to say? The guy wants to aser. Maybe he's asering only these three drinks, but nothing else in the world. There's no other way to abbreviate that. What else could he say? Mahavalila Neymar. What else do you want the guy to say? Dilma lemiftar nafshei mashkin achina ka'asi. The reason he mentioned these drinks was to say, but the other drinks in the world, I am mutter to drink. He wasn't trying to make three shavuins. What else is the guy supposed to say? How else can you abbreviate wine, oil and honey? How else? Amar Papa says, you know what's going on over here? Hacha, the case over here is, b'munachin lefanav askinan, sitting here in front of you. These three drinks are in front of you. Therefore, shahaylo lomar, he should have said, shavua shal esh te'elu. A shavua, I won't drink these. By the fact that he specified them, he obviously meant to make three shavuas. Says, then what are you talking about? The dilma may be eluhu delo shasina. Maybe I won't drink these. But achwina shasina. But the other honey in the refrigerator, that I will drink. So he couldn't have said that. That wouldn't be enough. El Ella. No. The case is like this. Shavua delo shasina kigon elu. A shavua I won't drink like these. Now he could have said that. Why didn't he say that? Obviously he meant to say three shavuas. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Dilma maybe. Kigon elu delo shasina. Like this I won't drink. But batzer mehachi, utzfei mehachi, shasina. But less or more, that I will drink. In other words, I won't drink what's in front of me, what's in front of me. The 8-ounce glasses of honey, oil, and wine. That I won't drink. But a 10-ounce glass, that I will drink. So that wouldn't have satisfied, we wouldn't have learned that he meant to asser those drinks by saying that. So therefore, the fact that he said all three meant to imply three, didn't necessarily mean to imply three shavuos. Ella, you know what the case is? You go into Armory, where he said, shavuos shalo eshte mi min elu. A shavuos that I won't drink from these. So the Gemara says that's the same problem. The dilma may be, eluhu de la shasina, these he won't drink, ha'inhu gufayo shasina, maybe others he will drink. Right? Im ema, then he should have said, Shalo eshta elu uminaihu. The way to say it was, I won't drink shalo eshta elu, these uminaihu, and their min. That would have answered all wine, all oil, all honey. Why did he specify them? Obviously, to make three shavuos. Rav Acha bar Reidav Ika Amar, another answer. You know what the case is? The case was like this. The Misarev bo chaveru askina. We're talking about your friend who's bugging you to drink with him. Come with me to the pub. We're going to drink together. He's driving you crazy. So what? You don't want to go. So what do you say? Damalo, bo v'shtasi imi yayishem rudvash. Come with me. They have so many different varieties over there in the pub. Come with me. And you don't want to go. Right? So what do? You make a shavua, you're not going to go. Tahavalo lomar, shavua shalo eshte imcha. You could have said, I'm making a shavua, I'm not going to the pub with you. I'm not going with you. That would have been enough. Why did you specify? Yayishem rudvash lamali. Why did you specify? You know why you specified? L'chayev al talachas v'achas. To make yourself chayev each and every one. Why not? It's a specific case. You never had a Mishnah where we're only talking about one specific case? No, that's the case. We're going to have it again today. Don't worry. That's the case. The case of one specific case? Right. So he could have said, I make a shavua, I'm not going into that bar. He didn't say that. I'm making a shavua, I'm not drinking wine, I'm not drinking oil, I'm not drinking honey. Why do you say it like that? Chayv each and every one. That's why. Okay, so he could have said, I'm not going to go near you with a 10-foot pole. I bet a shavua. He didn't say that. He specified. What? He's offending him either way. Either way, he's offending him. So what did he say? By the fact that he specified it, he meant to make three shavuas. Okay, now. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there. Where's over there? On the Lamed Vav, later on in the Masechta. Okay, the halach is that when somebody asks you, do me a favor, can you watch my pet dog? Anything. Watch, I'm on a trip, watch. I come back, to me, where's the stuff? You say, what stuff? Right? What stuff? So what do you mean, what stuff? I asked you to watch my stuff? You have to make sure that you don't have the stuff. Okay? So the details of that will come up later in the Masechta. So Tanan Hassam, we learned over there, if I come back from my vacation, and I say, Tein li chitin, usa'orin, ukusmin, sheish li biyadecha. Can I please have the wheat, barley, and kusmin, spelt, whatever it is, can I please have the grain I lent you? I asked you to watch. And the guy responds, shavua she'ein lecha biyadi klum. I make a shavua, I don't have anything. And then, of course, it's not true. How many shavuas did you violate? Says the Mishnah later on, Eina chayev ela achas. You only chayev one. Why? Because he made one shvua. You broke it down into three different shvua she'ein lecha biyadi chitin v'se'orin v'kutzmin. What if the guy said, I don't have chitin, I don't have your wheat, I don't have your barley, I don't have your kutzmin. Then, chayev al kol achas v'achas. You chayev for each and every one. Three separate shvuas. V'amar Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said, afilu truta mikulam mitzarefe. Even if, right, there isn't even a pruta from each one. But combined, there's a pruta. In other words, there's a pruta of chita that you're denying. A third of a pruta of chitin. A third of a pruta of seorin. And a third of a pruta of kusmin. They combine to a pruta, right? They combine to a pruta. Now, the actual, what Rabbi Yochanan actually meant by that is going to be a machlokas now. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Now, Pligi bo Rav Acha bo Ravina. There's a machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad Amar, one of them said the following, that aprute mechayev. Okay? Aprute mechayev. You're chayev for each and every pruta. But I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Not aprute, the prat. You're chayev for each and every prat. What does that mean? That means chayev for each and every shvua. Aklala lo mechayev. But you're not chayev for the general rule, the general shvua that you made. In other words, you made two shvuas. Really, you made four shvuas. You made a shvua. I don't have anything that you gave me to watch. That's one shvua. I don't have chitin. That's the second shvua. I don't have seorin, and I don't have kutzmin. In other words, first you made a general denial. Then you made a specific denial. I don't have anything. I don't have any of the three things. Says one of them, we don't know who, either Rav Acha or Ravina, Chadav, one of them said, you're only chayef for the specifics. You're not chayef for the klal. In other words, how many shavuot did you make? Three. Right? V'chad Omar, and the other one holds, no. Aklali nami mechayef. You're also chayef for the general klal of denying you have anything of the guy. Okay, as Rashi explains, look at, we'll consider the second Rashi there. Right, but look at Rashi. So Rashi sort of addresses your issue. I'll call achas diktani the masnitin arba ashamotain. It's really four. Why? Ki amar shavua she'en lecha biyadi klal kulon yachad. When you say, I don't have anything of yours, that's a klal. V'chi hadar parish lehu. And then you go specify. Nishbal kol min v'min levado. I don't have anything of yours. I don't have any chitin, seorin, kusmin. Yesh kan dalet shavuos. It's really four shavuos. Umilta derv yochanan kaima ben aresh diktoni en chayv al achas ben asef diktoni chayv al kol min umin v'as shavuos al diklala. Now, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement here about the pruta. What does that mean? The ilu b'gimel shvuos the pruta lekalakume shahre ein min echad shav pruta banan kfiras morin beinon. So according to one second. So now how do we do the pruta issue? So according to the first man, the Amar, who said, right? Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. His statement was yichayev on the pruta, right? You chayev on the pruta, the everything's mitzare, so chayev you on the pruta. So if you hold, there were only three shavuot and not four, right? Then what does his statement mean? His statement meant, Rabbi Yochanan's statement meant, that's only in the ratio part, when I say, I don't have anything of yours, then since you made one general denial, then mitzare. Right? They're mitzvahed. It says, where's my stuff? I don't have anything from that belongs to you. And it turns out, you have a third of a fruit of chita, a third of a fruit of this, and a third of a fruit of that. Does it combine? Yes. Why does it combine? Because you made one denial. According to the second man, the Amar, who said that when you make a shavua, you really make two shavuas. You make one shavu for the klal, and then three shavuos for the prat. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the mitzarif could even apply on the prat. Why? Because you really made one denial anyway. Okay? That's the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan. You understand that? You understand that? It's two separate cases. You have two separate cases. No, it's two separate cases. One case is Anachanidor. This is case number one. It's in the area number one. Anachanidor. Simcha, where's the stuff? Say, I don't stuff them. Get away from it. Get away from me. You don't have any stuff of yours. I'll swear to that. How many shavuos did you make? One. Therefore, if you have three minim of mine, each one's a third of a pruta. Does it combine to a pruta? Yes. Why? You made one denial. Scenario number two. I knock on your door. I say, where's my stuff? You say to me, I don't have anything. I don't have any chitin of yours. I don't have any seorin of yours. I don't have any kusman of yours. And you slid the door in my face. How many shavuot did you make? Machlokes. Some say three. Some say four. If you hold it's three, they can't be mitzarev. If you hold it's four, they can be mitzarev. Why? Because you made a general shavua. I understand, but that's what he holds. That's what he holds. I understand, but that's how we're reading into his words. It's right. Right. Now, the Gemara's question is, Hachamai, what about a case where a guy makes a shvua? I will... In the first case, everybody agrees. No, in the second case, it's a machlokas if there's three or four. If there's three, they don't combine. I made a shavua, and I don't have any of your kusman. I have less than a pruta of your kusman. That's not a shavua. That's not a violation. I don't have the shear. According to the second man, they combine. Why? Because you made a general shavua also. Hachamai, what about over here? What about over where? Over here. The case was, I made a shavua, I'm not going to eat kusman, saorin, wheat. Is that three shavuos or is it four? You have a tasha? So when I make a shavua that I'm not going to eat these three breads, is it really four shavuos? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you eat less than the shear of all three. But combined, it's a shear. What's the pshat? What's the story? So, Amar Rava, Hachi Hashta. How could you even think for a minute you're making four? Hashem over there by the case of the pikadon, midchayev aklala, midchayev aprata. It's possible. Why? Because the ha'i mishtaba, v'hadai mishtaba, chayef tarti. You make a shavu on a klal, then you make a shavu on the prat. Let's say you have a pound of, a 1,000 pounds. You can be chayef twice, by the way. First you made a shavu, you don't have anything. Then you made a shavu, you don't have any chitin. You have a pound of it. Chayef twice. Hacha, but over here, how could that be? Isak adaitach, it's a klala. If you first make a general klal, I will not eat anything. A prat, my chayev. Then why a chayev on the prat? Mushbev omidu. You already made a shavua. If a guy said, I'm not eating this type of bread. How many shavuos did you make? Four. What four? I'm not eating any bread. And by the way, I'm not eating that and that and that. Once you said I'm not eating any bread, you've already made the shavua. How can you make another shavua on what you already made a shavua on? Doesn't make any sense. Says Rabbi, it doesn't make any sense. Buy it because it makes sense. Right? Buy it because it makes sense. I can make the shavua. I don't have you this. I don't have you this. You have both. Here, once you made a shavua, I'm not eating bread today. Now you made a shavua. I'm not eating wheat bread. You already made that shavua 5 minutes ago. Doesn't make any sense, says Rava. Good? One. Therefore, this whole longness about how many shavua, doesn't apply over here. It can only apply by it because of. Good? Okay. We're never going to finish this. Shavua shelo ochel. If a guy makes a shavua, the Gemara now is going to have a problem. Because the Mishnah said like this. If a guy makes a shavua, that you're not going to eat anything edible, you potter. But if a guy makes a shavua, he's not going to eat nevela, he's chayev. Doesn't that steer? Now, the Gemara assumes that since nevela is asur, it's not edible. That's the Gemara assumes. So if you have that assumption, it's taka astira. Right? How could I say a shavuah that's not edible? I'm potter, and then a shavuah that I eat a bug, I'm chayiv. Isn't it not edible? The Gemara's answer, well, no, it is edible, so it's not kosher. That's the Gemara's answer to that. That's the second answer, actually. The first answer is going to be very, very, listen to this, right? So, gufa kasha. It's a kasha. Amar, at the first we said, shavuah shalom ochel. A guy makes a shavuah, he's not going to eat. Aval ochel, she'en roin la'achila. And he eats things that are not edible. Vishas and mashke, she'en roin l'shtia. And he drinks things that are not drinkable. Potter, you're potter for that. V'hadar tani. Then you said, shavuah shalom ochel. A shavuah that's not edible. V'ochel, medelo straight. I'm going to eat something that's not edible. I'm sorry. A shavuah shal ochel. I made a shavuah I'm not going to eat. V'ochel, the bailos, trefos, shkarchen for a Muslim, chayev. Isn't all that stuff not edible? Maishna reisha the potter, u maishna sefer the chayev. What's the difference? Why in one you potter, one you chayev? So the Gemara says, no. Holo kasha, tana kasha. Reisha b'stam. The first reisha was, you said, I'm not eating stam. Right? And what do you mean by that? I'm not eating things that are edible. Therefore, if I eat inedible objects, I am putter. But seifa, the seifa was b'mefarish. You specified. What did you specify? I'm not eating the vela. Says the Gemara, mefarish nami gufa tiksi. That also doesn't make any sense. Why? Am I? Why are you chayef? If you make a shuvah, I'm not eating bugs. I'm not eating the vela. Why are you chayef? Mush from Har Sinai. Who? You already mushed from Har Sinai. By the way, where were you mushed at Har Sinai? It says six times. Where did that happen? What shavuah did people make at Har Sinai? Yerushalayim go to town finding a shavuah. Where's the shavuah? He said, Nasir, that's a shavuah. Nasir, this is a shavuah. It's not a shavuah. Right? Where's the shavuah? You can try to find where the shavuah is. Well, exactly. Some say, what? The Ramban says that there is no shavuah in the Torah. You look at the whole Torah, you won't find the shavuah. What is there? There's a bris. Oh, couldn't have been they made a bris without a shavuah. What? That's a shavuah? You accepted it as a Torah's oath? What? A covenant. It's an agreement. It's not a shavuah. It's an agreement. So the Ramban says that they took a bris. They made a bris. We made an agreement. Every time you make an agreement with somebody, you make a shavuah. I'm agreeing I'm going to paint your house. That's a shavuah to paint the house? No, it's an agreement. It's not a shavuah. So it's God, yes. That's what the Ramban says. It's God, yes. The point is, if you look at the whole Torah, you won't find a shavuah in there. Anyway, so how is it possible? How is it possible to violate your oath? How is it possible to make an oath, I'm not going to eat bugs or treif, and that's going to be a valid shavuah? I already made that shavuah. So we had this five times already. The Machlok is how to answer this question. This is the Makar where it comes up. Everywhere else was brought in tangentially. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all say the kolel dvarm hamutarin and dvarm hasurim. You add on mutter things with the usher things. In the chenami, if you make a shavua, I'm not going to eat bugs. That shavua is not hal. Why not? You already made that shavua. Where'd you make it? At Har Sinai. But if you make a shavua, I'm not eating today bugs. I'm also not going to eat cookies. So since cookies are mutter to eat. And you include other things, the shavuah is chal, other things also. That's a valid shavuah. What's the lambda to that? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Rish Lakish Amar, no, nothing to do with that. E atamoti, the only way you can answer yourself on the vela, ella e b'mafarish chati shir ba'aliba derabanan. You have to specify a chati shir. Why? Because at Har Sinai, you only made a shavuah not to eat a shir. Chati shir, you never made such a shavuah. How could you make a shavuah not to eat bugs? Chati shir. E, or, bistam, or even stam a shir, alim adur ben Akiva. According to Akiva, you don't say a word. Why? Because according to him, a shavuah is chati shir is usher. Right? Remember we had that? Rabbi Akiva holds any minimum shir is usher. The Amar Adam also asks for b'chalshu. A person can ask for himself b'chalshu. Only by shavuah. At Har Sinai, you promise not to eat a kazayas of bugs. So when you make a shavuah not to eat a bug, even if you don't specify chatzishir, it's still chatzishir. Why? Because what a shavuah means according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, b'shlom Rabbi Yochanan lo makir Rish Lakish. I understand why Rabbi Yochanan did not want to hold like Rish Lakish. Why not? Because according to Rish Lakish, you have to bring in two people. You have Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. That's very complicated, right? The mukibol lemasdis of the Because according to Rish Lakish, the way he explains it,
You have, the way he explains it, you have, what do you have? You have the Mishnah according to one person. Who? Anybody. But, El Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish. He has to go out of his way to explain that this Mishnah really is has to be explained like two shittas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So wouldn't it be much more simple just hold it Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't he just hold it Rabbi Yochanan? Rish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he hold it Rabbi Yochanan? Well, what was Rabbi Yochanan's answer? It's your kolel. Oh, Amalacha says to Shlakish, Ki Amri Isser Kolel, when do I agree with an Isser Kolel? The Isser Haba Meyelov. I agree by an Isser that comes by itself. Isser Haba is the Atma Lo Aminan, with an Isser that comes, that you create, I don't hold from Isser Kolel. What's an Isser Kolel? Look at the top Rashi. Now, Kigon, for example, Ha'ochel Nevela, B'yom HaKippurim, if somebody eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, there's a machlokes about this. Pligi Rabbanan Rabbi Yoch Shimon. The Mechayvulu Rabbanan Chatas. The Rabbanan say, be a chay for a chatas. Right? Why a chay for a chatas? Bishim Yom HaKippurim. Because you ate on Yom Kippur. Ah, Fagat. Even though, the have a Nevela. Mikame Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur was also a Nevela, no? Right? The ain't Isser Chalal Isser. So how could I be chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur? It's already Usser. Right? Eating on Yom Kippur is worse than eating Nevela. How could I be chayiv for eating this Nevela on Yom Kippur? Don't we have a rule, ain't Isser Chalal Isser? So it's already Usser. So I should only be liable for eating Shreif. Why am I liable for eating on Yom Kippur? You hear this kasha of Rashi? Rashi explains, Hacha, over here, Chayil di Yom HaKippurim. No, you're chayiv on Yom Kippur. You know why? Isser Kolel Hu. Because it's an extra Isser. Why? Before Yom Kippur, Hayasur Zeb in Nevela, Umotur B'Shchuta. Before Yom Kippur, were you allowed to eat that Nevela? No. Were you allowed to eat regular meat? Yes. Right? Oh, Le Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur shows up. Now, are you allowed to eat Shchuta? No. Why not? It's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur just made an iser, additional iser on this meat. Right? Migu, iser haidava b'shchuta, b'shem Yom HaKippurim. Now you're not eating anything. Iser nami nevela b'shem Yom Kippur. You're also usher for nevela. Hainu kolel b'iser abame elav. It's hands-on an iser that came by itself. Yom HaKippur abame elav. Yom Kippur comes by itself. You can't stop Yom Kippur from coming. Coming by itself. That's called an iser kolel. It says in Rish Lakish, that's when I agree with the concept of Isser Kolel. Not only when it comes by itself. Here, you created the Isser Kolel. How did you create the Isser Kolel? You made a Shavua, not the bugs. You already made that Shavua. You already made that Shavua at Har Sinai. Now you call those cookies also? I don't agree with that. I don't hold from that Isser Kolel. When do you hold from Isser Kolel? When the Isser comes by itself, like I'm Kippur. But if you create it, I don't hold from it. Okay? Now, we're rushing because we have to finish. But there's so much more to talk about. What exactly is an Isser Kol? What's an Isser Moser? We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Now, Bishlam al Rish Lakish. So, according to Rish Lakish, Bishum Hachi, Kapatza Rav Shimon. Now it makes sense. By the way, Rav Shimon says, that you're Patza for eating to the Baal Yom Kippur. So, Rashi alludes that in the top line. The Pligi Rabbanan for Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says you're Patza for eating to the Baal Yom Kippur. Why? The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu L'Makos, that any shear you eat, there's no such thing as Chatzis Shear Min HaTorah regarding Malchus. Amru Kizayis El L'Klom, Kizayis El L'Karbon. The only shear of a Kizayis is for carbon. El Rav Yochanan, but according to Rav Yochanan, my time with Rav Shimon the Potter, why you Potter? Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rav Shimon the Potter, why you Potter? According to Rav Shimon, why you Potter? Right? Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's an Isser Kolel. Why you Potter? Why you Potter? So the Gemara answers, Midi hu ataima. The reason must be, Elam Yishum the Isser Kolel of Shimon Lutane, the less lay Isser Kolel. Doesn't hold from Isser Kolel. Even if it comes on its own, the Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Ochan Avel Biyom HaKippur, Potter. Someone who's a Baal Yom Kippur, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Obviously, Rav Shimon doesn't hold from an Isser Kolel.
Okay? So therefore, if you eat a Nevela and Yom Kippur, you putter only because of Yom Kippur. You still chayav Eitrei. Why is the Eitrei? Did you eat on Yom Kippur? No. Why? It's not Usher on Yom Kippur. Why not? It's already Usher. And Ein Eitzer Chal Eitzer. I fit the call. Doesn't hold from that. Good? Good. Now, listen to this. Now, there's a concept of the only time you can violate a Shavua is if it could be stated in the positive and the negative. I will eat, I won't eat. If it could only be stated in one or the other, it's not a valid Shavua. Okay? So here we go. Bishlama l'Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, this whole thing makes sense. Mishkachas la balav vahein. According to Rish Lakish, you can have a past and a future. Right? Why? Because if you make a shvua to eat a chati shir of a nevela, the shvua will be chal. Why? Because you're only making a chati shir, you are not being mevatel a mitzvah. Why not? Because it's not an isser. An isser is only a shir. So I made a new shvua of a chati shir. That's valid. Elu Rabbi Yochanan, according to Yochanan, it makes no sense. Bishlam alav, for a past, I will not eat. That makes sense. Mishkachasla, that makes sense. How does it make sense? It's her kolo. I'm not eating cookies. I'm not eating tray. Elahain, heichi mishkachasla. How could you make a few, I will eat, not kosher? How could that be? How could you make a shavua like that? According to Rish Lakish, the shavua is on a chati shir. That makes sense. But according to Rish Yochanan, how does that make sense? How can you make a shavua like that? You already made a shavua. You're not going to do that. I will eat treif, and I'm going to eat cookies too. How can that work? How does that work? It's impossible. You hear? You right? Therefore, this entire explanation is rejected. It's impossible. Again, we started off with a stira. How could the Mishnah tell me that if you eat things that are inedible, you're putter, and if you eat treif, you're chayiv, it's also inedible? So we said, no, we're talking about Issa Kolel. That doesn't make any sense according to Yochanan. How could you make a future shavua? I will eat, not kosher. How could you make such a shavua? According to Rish Lakish, it's possible. I will eat less than a shear. That's possible. According to Rish Lakish, it's impossible. Impossible. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, you know what? Right, what I said before. When we said something's inedible, it means it's inedible. Not that it's trace. Trace is very edible. It's just how the Torah said, don't eat it. That's not what we're talking about. It's not a steer at all. Ella, kidurava, damarava, shvu shalo ochel, if someone makes a shvu, I'm not going to eat, vochel, afar, and eats dirt, potter. He's potter. Why are you potter? He said you're not going to eat. The answer is, that's not an edible. I'm not eating today. Go ahead and eat a chair. That's not a violation of my, that's not edible. Of Mari, right? That's the answer. Like the Gemara said the other day, the Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, don't eat that. Is it edible? Of course it's edible. Right? Of course it's edible. That's not a stira. So when the Mishnah said if you make a shavua not to eat things that are not edible, you're putter for that. Why? Because it's not edible. What about treif? Of course it's edible. Of course it's edible. But what? The Torah says don't go near that. Says the Gemara, maybe Ramari says afan anay mitzinah. We can even support it from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, konim ishti nanasli, I'm not going to have any hana for my wife. If I eat today, and then you eat things that are not kosher, harish or asurulo. What do you? You're not going to go near your wife. What do you see? That eating things that are asur is considered eating. Says the Gemara, that's not really a raya. Why not? Hachi hashta. That's not really a raya. Hasam over there, kiven deme karva achal. Because first you ate them, v'hadar ishtabale. Then you made the shavua, right? So of course you had in mind that eating was counted. Chashuve achshave. Right? Elahacha, but over here, mi achshave. You gave it chashivas? You can't give it chashivas. Why? Because it's not kosher. Therefore it's different. It's different. Okay, it's different. Now, we said before that there's such a thing as an Isser Kolel. What was the classic case of an Isser Kolel? The Isser Kolel was the whole story with Yom Kippur, right? Such a thing called an Isser Mosif. What's an Isser Mosif? initial motive, I have chalev. Am I allowed to eat chalev? No, I'm not allowed to eat chalev. However, that chalev is allowed to be brought up on the mizbeah, and it's going to be burnt on the mizbeah. That's okay. What happens? You wait a day, now that chalev becomes nosa. Now you're not allowed to burn on the mizbeah. I just increased an iser to this piece of meat. Was it also? Yeah, it was also before. But it had one aspect of being mutter. Now it's also for that too. I was able to put on the mizbeah. Now I can't even do that. That's called an iser moser. Okay? What exactly the difference is? Not sure. This is a differentiation. Right? There was an iser that was chal, and I made a new iser that's chal. You can see the difference between iser moser and iser kola. Okay? So, Amar Rava. My timer demand the islay iser kolo. What's the reason why someone holds from iser kolo? We just said Rav Shimon didn't hold from it. Why would someone hold from it? Needed to have the iser moser. It's just like an iser moser. Everybody agrees with an iser moser. Everybody holds from that. No one argues with that. If today I'm not allowed to eat it because it's chaylev. Tomorrow I'm not allowed to eat it because it's chaylev and it's also noser. Who argues with that? Uman de leslay. What about Rav Shimon who doesn't hold from iser kolo? Amar iser mosif b'chad dechaticha. When does he agree with an iser mosif with the same piece of meat? B'shtei chatichos lo amrina. But with a second piece of meat, he wouldn't agree with it. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that means because the iser kolel is also one piece of meat. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I'm not sure what that means. V'amar Rava l'man de isle iser kolel. If you hold from an iser kolel, Amar, a guy says like this: Shavua shel ochel te'enim. I'm not eating figs today. Dates, I'm sorry. Figs, right. B'chazav Amar. Then you went ahead and said, Shavu shel ochel te'edim b'anavim. I'm not eating figs and grapes. And then you eat a fig. How many shavuos did you violate? The answer is two. Midi dehavi anavim chayel namet te'edim. Why? Because my second shavu included grapes. It's an iser kolel. I'm chayel twice now for the figs. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Says Rava, yeah. When do we say this din? Only when it's a kunk by itself, like Yom Kippur. But if you create the Yisra, I don't say it. Come on, not true. Says Rava, I even hold, even if you create it yourself. Now on this, we're going to have a kasha with six answers. Ready for the kasha? Meshve, wait a minute. Rava, braid the Rava, ask the following question. There's a Mishnah in Kresos that says, Yesh ochel achila achat. You can eat one thing. The chayav la bachatos. You can be chayav four chatzitzes. V'asham echot and one asham. Ve'elohin. Here we go. Tomei sh'achal chaylev v'hunosar minam abdashin yom kippur. You eat chaylev number one. It's also noser number two. It's also yom kippur number three. And you're also tomei and happens to be kachim number four. And the asham is because you were over me'ila because it was kachim. With Meir Omer, wait a minute. Also, it was Shabbos, and you were chewing it while you were carrying. That's another one. So the Gemara, Chayish, should be Chayish for that too. So Amrullah, no. Eidim and Hashem. That's not because of the eating, that's because of the carrying. So leave that one out. Now, the Imisa, and if it's true that you can create an Isra Kol by yourself, I can give you number five. What's number five? Mishkach Asla, Chamesh, I give you number five. Here you go into Amar. Guy made a Shavua. Shavua shall ochel tomorrow in Vechela. I'm not going to eat dates. I'm also not going to eat. Chaylev, migu dechayla tomorrow chaynami achaylev. Since it's chayal on the tomorrow, it's also chayav on the chaylev. Number five. Why isn't it five? Five answers. Six answers. Answer number one. Ki katani. This mishnah holds it's rabbi elov. It's rabbi asva lo katani. This mishnah holds that we're only talking about etzurim that come by themselves. Aye, very hektish. Something can only be hektish if you make it hektish. Says the Gemara, no, but b'char. We're talking about a b'char. That's kedusha from the rechem. Answer number one. Answer number two. Ibai say another answer. Kikatani. When do we say midi de isle sheila? Something that you can't undo. Midi de isle sheila, a shvu that you can undo by going through a chacham. Lo katani. That we're not talking about. I very hektish. What about hektish? No, it's me on the b'char. I already told you that we're talking about a b'char. Can't undo that. Iboisim, answer number three, Kikatani, what were we talking about? Carbon kavua. By a carbon chatas kavua. Carbon all over your rate, lokatani. That's not about a carbon all over your rate. And if you violate a shu, you have to bring carbon all over your rate.
Yeah, but the Tommy also has to bring the carbon over the Ori. Nah, so we're talking about the Nasi. That Mishnah is talking about one case of a Nasi, and according to Rabbi Elazar Damar, Nasi may be Seir, that a Nasi doesn't have a carbon over the Ori. So it's the Nasi who ate on Yom Kippur, Chalev, no sir, and he was Tomei, he doesn't bring the carbon over the Ori. You hear this? Talking about pigeonholing a Mishnah. Right? Ravashi Amar, another answer number four, Kikatani, when do we say the Din? The Chayola Kashir. Only when you have the Shir. Shvua, but a Shvua, the Chayola Pachas Mi Kashir. Shvua can be even less than the Shir. Lo Katani. I'm not talking about that. I, Bari Hektish, the Hektish also can become less than the Shir. So yeah, but Ina Shavapruta. You still need a Shavapruta. So it has a different Shir, but it still has a Shir. Two more minutes. Ravashi Me'avira Amar, answer number five. Amar Abzera, Ki Katani, when do we say this Mishnah? Zidono Kuret. Only if you did it for Mazid, you'd be Chayef Kuret. Zidono Lav, Lo Katani. If you did it for Mazid, and you only get a Lav, I'm not talking about. And if you violate a Shavuv Mazid, you only get a Lav. Aye, very Asham. What about the Asham from Elah? Zidono Lav. Violating the Elah of Mazid, you only have to bring a Lav. It's only a Lav. You don't bring a get Kuret for that. So the Gemara says, no. The Katani Bechaz is coming in. I'm talking about which chatos is if you did it for Mazid, you'd be chayav a karet. That asham is because of the ila. That's not a chatos anyway. And answer number six, Ravina Amar, Ki Katani, when do I say my din, mi dechayel amidi devar achiluhu? I'm only talking about things that are chal regarding eating. Shvua, dechayel amidi devar achiluhu. I can make a shvua on things that are not edible too. Right? I'm not going to have enough in this chair. I can do that. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Look, I'm not talking about that. I have very hektish. The chalnan, the eitzim v'avonim. Hektish also could apply on things that are not edible. Like eitzim and avonim. Right? I could donate this chair. It's not edible. So the Gemara says, right. No, what I meant to say, elaki katani, when are we talking about midi de chayla, midi de ispeim of masha? Mashasha. Things that are mamish. But shvua, de chayla, midi de lesseim of masha. Shvua could be chal on things that are not mamashistic. For example, kigon, sha'ishan v'shalo ishan. I will sleep or I won't sleep. That's not tangible. Therefore, lo katani. That's not mentioned. That's why that Mishnah increase us only mentions four things, not the fifth thing of Shavua, because it doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? There are six reasons why it doesn't apply. Okay?